This is Margaret O'Connor from the Greater Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Dane on WGN.
720 WGN. It's Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. So many great events happening in Chicago, and so many great food events. And I think it's a testament to all the awesome things going on that there are more and more of them, and that there is one more than there was last year when it comes to Ravenswood. The second Taste of Ravenswood is coming up on November 18th. It is going to be 6 till 10 p.m. at the Ravenswood Event Center, the famed Billboard Room. So a great location for what are not only incredible breweries, restaurants, distilleries, bakeries, you name it. So many great things going on over there. The person with the hand on the pulse of so much of it is here with us. She's the development director at the Greater Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce, Margaret O'Connor. And we've got Brittany Lucero from one of our favorite places over there in Ravenswood, and one of the early distilleries, the earliest, from Koval. Brittany Lucero, guys, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So, Margaret, talk a little bit about Ravenswood. I mean, the fact that you guys are doing this, was it that this collection of great places that people love from all over the city said, let's find a way to work together to create an event to celebrate it?
It came from within the chamber that we had so many breweries popping up and expanding, and the first distillery since Prohibition, and the chefs are really second to none, and we knew it. The bakers are incredible, and we knew it, and we wanted to bring it to the community because we're a really community-driven area. By that, I mean that most people who work in Ravenswood also live within a mile or two, so we eat, we drink, we shop, we go to school, we live, and we play all in one place. It's pretty cool.
Sometimes when you have a great thing, you want to keep it secret, keep it to yourself. I know that the residents in and around there love the places and talk about it on a regular basis. But for you and the chamber, part of your job is to kind of get the word out there, right? Let people know this is some great stuff for all sorts of reasons. Number one, to have people come in and enjoy it. But also, I'm sure it's great economically, right? To have it be a destination for not only food, but for, you know, whether it's dining or whether it's shopping or whatever.
Well, tourism really kind of piques everybody's interest when it comes to retailers or restaurants. And part of the chamber's job is to bring people to the neighborhood. So that's definitely a part of it.
Talk about the location. When you decided to figure out, okay, we've got everybody on board to do it. You've got a team photo of some of these great places that are working in the neighborhood. And then you said, let's do it. And this is one of those unique things we talked about, is that it's in one location. It's a one-stop shop where you can get in, you can experience the best of Taste, the best of Ravenswood, but do it just in one place, in one great place.
Yeah, logistically, it can be a nightmare, but really, when you have everybody within an arm's distance, you can organize it pretty well. This billboard room at the Ravenswood Event Center is storied. It is a place that everybody remembers if they've ever been to an event there. And that's basically our first choice, was to have it there. And it worked out really, really well last year. Again, it was sold out. We intend it to be sold out again this year. We expanded it a little. We had, I think, 8 chefs last year and 2 bakers, and we've got 14 chefs and 4 bakers this year. Almost all the breweries are present, 10 of them, with distillery, Koval being the distillery that's going to participate. And again, the flow, the beauty, the ambiance is just amazing. And you hit it on the head when you said it's hard to make a taste of under one roof, but we've managed to do it.
Well, as you expanded it, you know, it's sold out. So that, again, a testament to the interest in there. Was it that you looked at it and said, because you do have such a diverse group of people. I mean, there is, no matter what it is that you like, you've got something that you can really enjoy at this event. Was it that you're like, okay, well, we need one of these and we need one of these and maybe get some of those? Or was, you know, after that first one, did the local businesses approach you and say, this was really cool, how can we get involved?
Yeah, that's a really good question. The people who are invited to participate were hand-selected. So the expansion was interesting, but it was pretty seamless. You know, we've expanded. There's newcomers. Sweet Virginia's Kitchen is opening up at Damon and Foster, and they were a natural fit. They teamed up with Empirical, which is a stone's throw away from that location, and they came up with their collaboration, which was really cool. And at the end of the day, when you've got Spaconopoly behind you and Dovetail, which is new but huge, and then really Band of Bohemia, you can't go wrong. Last year they were opening, they couldn't accept the invitation, and this year they came out full force with both food and drink. Yeah,
I know that you are going to get so many people from around, of course, doing this on WGN, and I'm sure you're getting the word out in a million different ways from Beth, that people are from all over the place are going to get in there and enjoy it. But what has been kind of the feedback from the local residents? You know, were they like, this is great? Or were they like, don't tell everyone, it'll get too crowded, our great places? Or were they like, yeah, let's share this with the whole city?
They're excited. And they walk. You can't really beat it.
To see, you know, some of your favorite places get together, and we've mentioned the collaborations. You've got Koval working with Amy's Candies, and then, of course, you mentioned some. So what are some of the other things we're going to see that you just don't see? The selections, the dishes, for sure, the chefs, but some of those special things you can only see at this event.
You know, Mad Love just opened a space. Mad Love Thai is Rock and Roll Noodles' offspring. They are a mainstay at a lot of festivals, Taste of Chicago, Lollapalooza. So we knew right out the gate that that was an absolute add-on for us. It was imperative. And Spiteful is pairing up with them. Spiteful is expanding, and they're currently under construction with their new space. And that was just a really, really awesome natural fit for the event. And that's what's different about this year, too, is that last year, it was our first year. We didn't know what to expect. And when it sold out, we thought, yes, we definitely have something here. And so we took it to another level this year. We expanded the committee. We have Darren McGraw from Ampersand on the committee. And, you know, the pairings and the collaborations really started happening organically, which is always the best way for things to happen.
It is so cool. It's one thing for a committee to get in there and say, we've got our own reasons to think that this will be something good, but to have everybody kind of rally around, not only to participate, but also, right, to add their own two cents and collaborate and make some really cool things happen. I mean, you are onto something, onto something great, just as Koval has been since they opened that first distillery since Prohibition, and acclaimed. Like, you guys have gotten a lot of kudos, so people love what it is that you do, and of course, it's great to have you participating. We do have Brittany Lucero in studio with us. So Brittany, talk about this collaboration that you guys did with Amy's Candies, and then talk a little bit about Koval.
Sure. So Amy's Candies approached us this year. We actually collaborated with Ampersand last year, and we also had Spoken Cafe asked to collaborate this year, so we're collaborating twice.
Wow.
And then we're also participating as our own, you know, cocktail.
Nice.
And tasting. So Koval is unique in that it's artisanal, it's organic, and of course it is Chicago's first, but we're really proud of being in Chicago. The owners actually had very successful careers in D.C., and they left D.C. to start a distillery. One of the owners, Dr. Robert and Dr. Sonnet, he is a third-generation distiller. So they wanted to start a distillery in Chicago. And Sonnet is from the North Side, and she said she wanted to stay in the North Side. She wanted to live there. They wanted to work where they lived. And why they chose Ravenswood is there's a lot of unique energy. They really appreciate the tight business relationship. It's just a very rich place to live. It offers so much for everyone, including families. And now they have two boys, Lion and Rye, like rye whiskey.
Nice.
So they're truly there to put their heart and soul into what they do. And it's not unlike all the other businesses on Ravenswood, where people are really creating things from their heart and they're really passionate and there's a lot of energy. So it's easy for us to get involved with these kind of events. It's an obvious yes, second year for Taste, but the Chamber puts on several amazing events throughout the year, including Ravenswood on Tap, which is great because we have a very friendly relationship with a lot of the breweries, being a distillery and being craft. They barrel age their porters and stouts in our barrels. So that's always cool. We support them by just going after work and grabbing a beer at their breweries. But there's also the Women Leaders in Business that the Chamber puts on, which is a great networking event for women. We have participated in the Ravenswood Art Walk since we started, and that's been going on well before us, like 15 years. Yeah. They're all fantastic events, and this one is, I mean, it's unbelievable to see how everyone comes together, and it's fun to see who you're going to work with next. Because it is friendly. We all eat there. We take lunch breaks within the same mile. So it's a lot of good stuff going on.
No, but really, there is so much to share. And it is so, those stories are great when you can decide to, you know, really follow your passion, whatever it is. And if it's something in the food and the spirits thing, then of course it's extra interesting. And then of course you can share that with so many people. But the passion, the energy, you said that unique situation there that is kind of drawing people in has led to, unfortunately or fortunately, I think it goes both ways, sellouts for the first one. And of course this one will sell out as well, I'm guessing. But either way, you've got an opportunity for listeners to be able to participate, to be able to get over there, even if it is sold out, right? So we've got a couple of tickets, a tour maybe, and then also some classes so you can learn some, get educated at the same time.
Right. So Koval, both owners have a background in academia. So they're very, they love to educate and provide the knowledge of what the spirits industry is and where we are, because it's more of an innovative, honoring the traditions of making spirits, but also more innovative and keeping up with the times. We source all of our grains locally from Midwestern farmers. The classes that we teach are really informative, and it's actually one of the top 10 best distillery tours in the U.S. A lot of people don't know that, but it's because you get to learn a lot and you get a taste a lot. It's a tasting including. So we're actually giving away two of those tour passes, which includes a tasting. We also brought two cocktail class passes. So we now offer cocktail classes the first three Thursdays of the month. The first one is like a Chicago basic, so learning how to make the Manhattans, the old fashions, the martinis, the Negronis. Those are $30 usually a person, so we brought two. So bring a friend and learn how to make some classic cocktails. We also have a seasonal cocktail class the second Thursday, and then a whiskey workshop. So if you want to learn more about whiskey and tasting whiskey and what it means to be artisanal, organic, or craft.
See, that's great. So you take what it is that you do. Obviously, you set, I mean, it's a business, right? So it's available at great spirits and liquor stores around the city, I'm guessing. Are you in, you're in multiple states, I'm sure, at this point, right?
Yeah, we're in most major retail in Illinois. We're in over 48 states and over 23 countries now. So we have a huge market. We're growing our market in Japan, Austria. I was just in London. So I had somebody at the London Boutique Bar Show who came 3 hours by train just to see Koval. So a lot of people don't know we're Chicago, and we are Chicago, and we are Ravenswood.
See? That's it. So to share what it is you do right there in Ravenswood, share it not only with the city, but of course the world. Great stuff. And so hats off to you guys and the team over at Koval. And we'll find a way to give those passes and those tours away to some lucky listeners as well. And Margaret, before we let you go, give out the website again. People, you know, when it is happening. I know it's 6 to 10 on the 18th of November, but what they're going to experience, how they can get involved.
Yeah. Friday, November 18th, 6 to 7 is a VIP hour. That's a $100 ticket, and general admission is only $70, and that is a 7 to 10. You can purchase tickets at ravenswoodchicago.org, and ravenswoodchicago.org is where you can purchase some tickets before they're all sold out. We are offering two tickets today, too, to the event, so some lucky listener is going to be at Taste of Ravenswood.
RavenswoodChicago.org and get all the information about the event, the different restaurants, distilleries, all those people that are participating. And of course, on WGNRadio.com and WGNPlus.com, we'll have information how you can be the lucky winner. But even if you don't win, definitely get out there. Get out there to Ravenswood, enjoy all that they're doing, and get out there, enjoy. Guys, thanks so much for what you're doing.
Thanks so much.
And
thank you.
Thanks for being on WGN today.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.